Now we go to a happier subject in the world of international food. Earlier in the program, we talked about South Africa's elections. People around the world are watching to see how that country is solidifying its emerging democratic tradition. But foodies have their eye on South Africa for another reason, its emerging wine industry. Here to tell us more is our wine maven, Callie Crossley. She's author of the wine blog, The Crushed Grape Report. Also with me is Tell Me More director Rob Sachs. He's our designated sipper today. Hi, Callie.
Hi, Michelle.
So how did South Africa emerge as a wine power, as it were? Has it always been? Just didn't know about
it? No. South Africa is part of the New World wine countries, and those include places like Australia and New Zealand. The Old World wine countries are France and Italy, the people who've been making wine for hundreds of years. It doesn't mean that the South Africans haven't been, but their product has not been exposed to the world. Part of that had to do with apartheid. There were so many years, as you know, where their products were banned, and so they couldn't get out onto the world market. And the other part of it was just coming out from under a shadow of the Old World wines, where the attitude was, these wines do not taste like wines that come from France or Italy, so therefore they are not good. And I think what South Africans have done is paid attention to how they grow the grapes and gain the world reputation toward them because they've demonstrated that, yes, indeed, these we know what we're doing, and this is some good stuff.
And speaking of good stuff, are there certain varietals that are particularly impressive coming out of South Africa?
South Africa makes all kinds of wines. They've just won a lot of awards, wine awards for their Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay and Viognier. But what they're most known for are the Chenin Blanc, which is very commonly grown. It's the white grape commonly grown in South Africa. And something else called Pinotage, which is a combination of Pinot Noir and Sinsault. Now, I just learned that that is the correct pronunciation, is Pinotage. I've been calling it Pinotage because it looks like Pinot on the front end of it. But in fact, it's Pinotage. It's a red wine.
Let's try the Pinotage. I'd never heard of that.
It's indigenous to, I mean, this is South Africa's signature wine. And there's controversy about it. One of my good wine buddies says to me, it tastes like copper pennies.
Oh, dear. Well, we'll be the judge of that, Rob, won't we? Rob,
we
you know, I have to
will.
Have my designated drinker here because I'm not much of a drinker, but Rob Sachs, our director, is with us, and he's both bartending and being a designated sipper. So
yeah, I'm pouring a little extra here. It smells great, so I have high hopes for it.
Isn't it great? I mean, the smell is fabulous. It's a beautiful color, too, that deep purple color.
Okay, we're going to try. It's brassy. It definitely is brassy.
I taste that metallic. Mm.
I think I put that in your mind. Now, for me, I have to say, I don't find this to be as much a sipping wine, which is what you're doing now, as I do a food wine. Now, imagine this with pizza or lamb or smoked chicken. The South Africans are into smoked meats. Or a meaty fish like tuna. And I think you'll find it delicious.
Mm. I see your point. It's got a kind of a robust...
It's a manly wine.
Yeah, smoky. Smoky. We like
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
All right.
And I think part of the whole wine experience is that you appreciate something special about the wine that adds to your enjoyment of it. And for me, the fact that it is a signature wine from South Africa adds to it. The other thing that makes me interested in South African wines, they are so affordable. They are so affordable. It's the wine of the recession.
Okay, well, that's good information. So tell me about the Chenin Blanc.
Chenin Blanc is a crisp white wine that usually has peachy, green apple, lime overtones to it. It's delicious with seafood and actually with something like a pasta with a cream sauce. The very first one I had was by a winery called Indaba, and it had quite a bit of peachy notes to it. And some people think that's a little too much, but pretty much all of their Chenin Blancs I just find to be crisp and delicious.
All right, let's have a little sip. Okay. Cheers, Kelly.
Cheers.
You know, if someone was interested in exploring a region or exploring South African wines, would you recommend that you got a number of Chenin Blancs together, all from South Africa, and tasted those? How would you go about exploring a new country's wines? How would you do it?
That's the perfect way to do it. Get a number of Chenin Blancs from South Africa and taste them. And then you'll begin to see the distinctions between each. Which one is peachier? Which one is a little tartar? I tend to go toward a green, appley kind of tart taste. That's my personal flavor profile.
So finally, Kelly, before we let you go, are there some other emerging wine regions that we should be thinking about?
Well, there's, as I say all the time, there's wine coming from everywhere now. And when we say emerging, there are some areas that we just haven't really explored. There are some areas of France that I still don't, that I'm finding wines I hadn't tasted before. Some areas of Italy. You know, we can go to Croatia. Greek wines are now becoming somewhat popular. There's always a new wine to try. There is no reason to only drink Chardonnay. Seriously.
Yes, ma'am. Kelly Crossley, our wine maven, author of The Crushed Grape Report. She joined us from member station WGBH in Boston. Cheers, Kelly.
Cheers to you.